Brings down Ein Omri Malanisim Rak Yom Yudalit Avaloy Petesvov. You only say Alanisim Yudalit on Purim, not on Shushan Purim. Below Yudalit, Afal Pishlai Korah Megillah Adayin, Omri Alanisim Betfilas Arvis. Below Yudalit, even though they didn't say Megillah yet, you still say Alanisim. What's the Ramah coming to speak out? It's brought down Sarim. That it's Hagoyis Maimoni. So if you take a look at Hagoyis Maimoni, it says like this, it's the end of Hilchas Megillah, the last thing he has, it's called Minhoge Purim. It says like this, Bilal Purim, Mispalin Arvis Alanisim, Afal Pisha Adayin Loikorois HaMegillah. Bilal Purim, by night, by Mairiv, you say Alanisim, even though you didn't read the Megillah yet. Udaloi kasha kosev Rav Amram b'sidroi, not like Rav Amram said in his Seder, she'ein amrim alanisim ad achar kriyas ha-megillah. That you don't say alanisim until after kriyas ha-megillah. So he brings down the shita and he asks on it, demashna purim mikol yomtiv she'emim meina mo'er ba'arvis. Why is Purim different than any other yomtiv that you say meina mo'er, you say yal v'yava in Shemayin Esrei, Afal Pisha Adayin Loi Kitshoi, even though you didn't make Kiddush yet. V'loi Motzinu Lo'olam Tfilas Arvis Cholot Mitfilas Yotzer. We never find that Ma'ariv should be different in the Haskara, different than Tfilas Yotzer and Tfilas Shachris, Elo Lo'olam Maskirin Bazu Bazu. So, it's fascinating Shita that the Rav Amram Goyen in his Seder brings, and that's how he paskins L'maisa, that you don't say Alanisim by Ma'ariv the first night on Purim because you didn't learn the Megillah yet. Then, Rek Tagos Maimini, what type of business is this? Why should this be true that just because you didn't say the Megillah, it's Purim. The Yoim is here. It's Hiskadosh Yoim. It's already considered the day of Purim when it's time for Ma'ariv. But maybe you say Alanisim. Now, if you think that this shita is so favorfin, you never heard of it before. So lemaisa, it's a mefurish toisvus. The toisvus in Megillah on Daf Dalit, toisvus says, you have a paper, it's over here. Toisvus Rama is called Psak, and he brings down the Seder Ayoyim in the bracketed area. It says ubilel yudal lachat tefilas ma'ariv omer kadosh shalom v'achkach keres haMegillah mevarich lefanei gemal brachos. And then he goes, skip down a couple of lines, and he says that Ubishachar Mispal Shemon Esrei Brachos Voimer Alanisim Boido. So the Rashash is Medayik, brought it on the bottom. The Rashash is Medayik that the Seyd Vida, the second line on the Rashash, the second line from the bottom, halfway through the line, he says Vida Dinira Me Aseder Shekosvoi. It seems from the Seyder that Tosfos brought down. The Belaila in Maskirin Alanisim Kaseder Rav Amram Shehebiya Besiyosef Reshim Tafresh Sadigim. So you have over here Toisvis in Megillah Daf Dalet that Kafi the Seder that Toisvis brought down, it's Mivur that he doesn't mention Bechlal that you say Alanisim by night. He says that you daven Shemon Esrei at night, then you learn the Megillah, then in the morning when you say Shemon Esrei, you say Alanisim. It's Mashma, says the Rashash, that the first Shemon Esrei, you don't say Alanisim. Well, so up to Rashash, it's Mashma from Tosfos, like the Seder of Amram. So, to be Masber a little bit, this Machloik is, just tell me how long I have. From now, how long do I have?
Just get to the far.
No, because I have two pshat.
Get the one pshat.
Four pshat.
You're getting one pshat.
One pshat?
Okay. Choose the better pshat. The better pshat. Not the pshat that comes off Fuke. Okay, we have Fuke that pshat. Say the good thing.
Okay. I'm going to argue on the Rishkoilana for a minute. I'm going to say a pshat that I said around 12 years ago or 15 years ago in this, I don't remember. I found in my notes. I'm going to say it was Neskadish to me this year in Nukshat. So, back then, I wanted to tell you that the Pshat is like this. Maybe you could say that this is Talui in the Machlokes Mishonim if you yotze the kiddush hayoyim, if you yotze kiddush hayoyim during tefillah, so you do it like a machlokes rishonim. Magen Avraham brings it down in Hilchos Kiddush. It's a person yotze kiddush hayoyim zechrei al advarim. There's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos with words. You yotze the din kiddush by davening or not. So we know that Chamor Mesaka, you have to say Kiddush al Yayin. But are you Yotzi, you Kiddush Deraisa in Shmoneh Esrei? Or you're not Yotzi, you Kiddush Deraisa in Shmoneh Esrei? And Gufo, the Chazal Mesakin, that you need to be Yotzi, you Kiddush Deraisa in Kiddush al Yayin. And in Melo, you're not Yotzi anymore in Tefillah. There's Reb Kiveger on this, there's a lot of raid. Exactly how to understand this machlokes, but it's mavur very clearly that there's a machlokes rishonim fi yotze kiddush deraisa during tefillah when you mention Shabbos. So I wanted to say like this, that Rav Amram held that you're not yotze kiddush by Shmoneh Esrei. When you mention Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, when you mention Yom Tov in Shmoneh Esrei, so you weren't Yotze Kiddush. So Memelo, he says like this, the whole kasha that the Hagos Maimonides had on Rav Amram was that on every Yom Tov, you say Meina Ma'ira, Yalav Yavoy, and you already said Kiddush. So you see, he says, Rav Amram says, that the reason why you're Yotze is because the reason why you could say it is because you need to do something to be Mekadosh Liyayim. Once you Mekadosh Liyayim, then you're allowed to say the Meina Ma'ira. Zakter Vamram, yeah, Taka. You were Yotze to be Mekadosh Liyayim with the Tefillah. So Memelo, you could say the Meina Ma'ira. Mashengen on Purim, where there is no Kiddush, the whole Kiddush is only the Kriyas HaMegillah. That's how he understands. So Memelo, you can't say, Alanisim, you can't say the Meina Ma'ira until you Mekadosh. What's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is the Megillah. So Memelo, you can't say Alanisim before Mikra Megillah. Mashenken, the Agos Maimoni is held. No, the Avadu, you're not Yotze. So Memelo, it's like every other time that you're allowed to say the Meina Ma'ira, even before the Kiddush. So Memelo, you could say the Meina Ma'ira once it's the Yom. Once it's the Yom, the Yom Tif, you're allowed to say the Meina Ma'ira even before you Mekadosh it. So Memelo, who Adin, that you could say the Meina Ma'ira on Purim before you Mekadosh it, and you don't need to wait until after Mikra Megillah. This is a pshat that I once said. I'm done already?
This is a pshat you come off okay.
No, I'm not coming off okay. This is one pshat. But you have to understand exactly what is this idea that there's a Kiddush Hayom, there is a Yom Tov, what's going on over here? So, this year I saw a Maridik pshat like this, that maybe the pshat of the Machlokes is, if there's a Yom Tov of Purim, what's the din of the Alanisim? Is the Alanisim a din in Meina Ma'ira of the Yom Tov? Or is the Alanisim a din in the Hoidah? Separate, it's not a Meina Ma'ira. Meina Ma'ira, you only say that's a Yom Tov. But it's Mavur that there is no Yom Tov of Purim. It's Mutar B'Malacha, and even on Chanukah, which also has a heter malacha, but over there the Gemara says that liyam achirim the kavum liyamtif lahalav vayda. So they were kaveid as a yamtif for halav vayda. Mashenkin by Purim, and that's why that goes Maimonides and the Reb Amram. There's nothing mentioned b'negei Chanukah. That what about Chanukah? Chanukah, are you allowed to say al nisim before you light candles? Nobody mentions it. It's pasuk that you're allowed. Why? Because it's there. It's a din in the yom. So Avada, when there's a din in the Yom to say Meina Ma'ira, then Avada, since there's a Yom Tov, you say Meina Ma'ira as soon as it turns into Yom Tov. Mashenkin by Megillah, since there's no din in the Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov. There's a din of Mikra Megillah, Mishta, Simcha, but it's not a Yom Tov Be'etzim. So Memelo, you could say that therefore, he said, that you can't mention Meina Ma'ira. There is no. It's not a Yom Tov. They weren't kaveid as a Yom Tov. They were kaveid as dinim of Mishta v'Simcha. They were kaveid as Mikra Megillah, but not a Yom Tov. So Memelo, you can't say whatever Yom Tov started. Yom Tov didn't start. So when you mention the Nes, when you read the Megillah, So then, since once you mentioned it, so now you have a din to be able to say Alanisim on the Ohidah on that Nes. So Mela, come out. Maybe you could say that this is Pshat of the Machlokes. That what? That the Reb Amram Goyen held that there's no Yomtiv. Since there's no Yomtiv, so you can't say it until you mention the until you have Mikra Megillah, until you read the Nes. Once you have Mikra Megillah and you have the Nes, so then you could say Alanisim. So the Shaila is what do the other Shitas hold? Do they hold that there is a Yomtiv? Or do they hold not like that? So
Alanisim is a different thing.
Is Alanisim a din of the Yomtiv? And the Mela, once it's Yomtiv, then you're allowed to say it. Is that what
also
they hold?
Daidah.
Or no, really they also hold it's a din of the Daidah. Navas, they have a chilik. So on a bimadayik like this, there's a Maridig of Magen Avram, if you take a look over here in Tofresh Tzadi Zayin, the Magen Avram says that on Adar Rishon, everybody agrees that you don't say Alanisim, because you don't read the Megillah. So there, the Hayesh Aymrim is bringing down the sheet of Rabbi Amram, the Af Betfilas Arvis, the Bepurim Ein Aymrim, Oysa. That even Mayriv on Purim, you don't say Alanisim. So for sure, you don't say Alanisim on the Adar Rishon. But after like Kaim along Kain, even though we don't pass on that, we bring a Raya, if we don't pass on that, we pass on that, you do say Kuli Amma Moidim De Einayim Remaseh. So what's Pshat in this? What's the Pshat in Kuli Amma Moidim De Einayim Remaseh? What's the Pshat? So if you take a look at the Prima Godim, also on the paper right here, the Eshel Avram, Shtei Tazei, Ayim Agen Avram, De Bepurim Gufa Yeshu Aymrim De Einayim Remaseh Alanisim Belai Lekodim Amagillah. So the Prima Godim is learning that the Pshat is Be'etzim, everybody's Moide to Rav Amram, that there's no din of the Yom, there's no din that on Yantif, there's a main Amoira of mentioning Purim of Alanisim. Navas, it's Oido Alanes. Aye, so what are the Rishonim that argue, what did they hold? They hold that you're allowed to say the Alanisim already, I'll shame that you're going to read the Megillah in a few minutes. So Mamelo, it's already here, the Nes is already here, the Nes is already starting to be dispersed. Everybody came together to make Mikra Megillah. So Mamelo, you could already say the Alanisim on that Mikra Megillah that you're going to do. But everybody agrees that it's kosher, it's connected to the Prima Godim. Everybody agrees that it's connected to the Mikra Megillah. So Mamelo, everybody's minded to this. Zakta Magen Avram, Mamelo, can we bring an Arayo? That on Adar Rishon, where there is no Megillah, and you're not going to read it soon, so Emel, everybody agrees that you don't say Alanisim.
Yeah.